We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Showtime. How y'all feel?
If you got your popcorn ready.
On three. 1, 2, 3.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, gang. Good to have you with us. We roll into hour number two. Jack Chambers produces. Paul Savage in for Shane Dennis, who's on the road with the Shockers. He will join us tomorrow on a Friday edition, 869-1240 on the Twin Peaks Scenic View Hotline. You can join the show at your convenience. All right, Savage. The timing's a little weird because of Mike D'Antonio's sitting down at Michigan State. Mel Tucker takes over for the Spartans. All of this less than 24 hours after saying that he wasn't going anywhere. 48 hours after he was said that he was flattered to be considered for the job, but that he was going to stay at Colorado. Is this just part of doing business in college sports? Is it just part of the quote-unquote great American way? Or did he do Colorado, their recruits, their players, and to a degree their fans dirty?
That is a good question. Those are all good questions. And I believe that the answer is yes and no, depending on how you look at this particular situation. Is Michigan State a better job? It's a better job if you want pay. Because sure. Reports are is that if – and you can correct me if I'm wrong. I believe the salary that Mel Tucker will make at Michigan State is double what he would have made at Colorado. I believe that is correct. I believe I heard
actually
that
more than double. He's going to be making double. about 5.5 million as opposed to 2.4 million at his time for his contract at Colorado.
Also, correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, every once in a while I glance at ESPN. You know, I do that on an occasion, and it seems to me just it wasn't. I'll bet maybe a week ago, maybe, and I was somewhere in that area that it looked at. To me, that he was staying put at
Friday.
Was it just this last Friday? Friday.
Yeah, it was actually Friday. Okay. We learned about the potential for that he would be at least interviewed for the job as early as last weekend. By the time that he put out a statement on Saturday. That he was committed to staying.
Committed to staying. That's right.
Flattered. I'm flattered, by the interest, but I'm committed to staying. Went through the entire weekend going to functions, assuring players and recruits. By the way, the 34th best recruiting class according to Rivals.
Right. Correct.
Whatever that's worth, but a pretty solid recruiting class. And assuring them all that he wasn't, quote, going anywhere.
Right.
Not going anywhere.
That's what I heard.
That kind of stuff. So, yeah. And that was as recent. Now, Paul, get this. That's as recent as Monday night. Actually Tuesday night. But he was doing functions, and then this whole thing happened under the veil of night. Michigan State came back, and boom, out he went.
See, I don't have a problem with him taking the job. My problem with Mel Tucker at this point right now is the fact that he said, I'm not going. That's where I have my problem. And I think that's probably and it's not a football thing. It's not a college football thing. It's a human being thing. It's sort of, I'm going to do this, and the reason I'm saying this is because I mean it. And there's and I'll be real truthful. I don't know that Michigan State – now, it's worth $3 million more, I guess, per season than Colorado. money notwithstanding, if you don't mind, I think Colorado is a better job in the long run than Michigan State. And the reason I say that is because even in your own state, there's going to be a lot of years where you're the number two college football team in that particular state, just your state, let alone Ohio State, let alone Penn State, let alone Wisconsin, let alone now Minnesota, as they raise their head and look, you know, better and better and better and more physical up front, by the way. And so you look at Michigan State, you know, that's a good job. That's a good conference. That's a darn good football conference. That's a powerful football conference. But it's a tough conference to get up on, stay up on, and be the Alabama of the Big Ten right now to a certain extent, not as much of an extent. That's Ohio State at this point. But I'll tell you what, being at Colorado has some unique advantages, and I don't need to tell you what they are. First of all, you can go to the coast and recruit. California doesn't lack for kids that can run. Doesn't lack for kids that can play football, skill kids. You know, you can develop some size and you can develop, you know, some toughness with kids up front.
But they sure haven't been very good.
Well, that's
I mean, you know, really, I mean, they had a good year about 3 years ago under Mike McIntyre. They won the South. Other than that, they've just been kind of very pedestrian.
All right.
They were 5-7. They were 5-7 last year. You're right. It does have some nice – it has some – some nice things that you can do to it. I would argue that the 5.5 compared to the 2.4 makes it an almost immediate win for Michigan State.
Right.
There are six, Paul, listen to this. There are six Big Ten coaches who last year earned more than the highest paid coach in the Pac-12.
Well, that tells you something, doesn't it? And it tells me,
right.
But you make the comment. Has the Pac-12 or the Pac-10 been very good lately? No, they haven't. And why would that be? Is it because now all of a sudden the number of kids that can run or dry? Is it because all the kids? I mean, I know we see people moving out of the state of California, but everybody that's moving out of the state of Colorado is not a kid that runs a 4.440. If you get my drifts, that's not
right,
everybody that's moving out of the state of California. I'm going to say something that people are going to shake their head at and say, Savage, you're crazy. I think it's lousy coaching. I think it's poor coaching on behalf of those teams that are members of the Pac-12. That's what I think it is. I think you're at point where you've got coaches that are requiring talent, relying on talent for success. And the fact is that there's other parts of the country that are getting just as good a talent, but coaching them up better. And I think
we're discussing a different thing. I don't disagree with you.
But here's the thing.
The end game here is that there are players in this program that are 2 weeks away, I think. Let's see, 2 weeks away? Yeah, 2 weeks away from the beginning of spring football. 2 weeks away from the beginning of spring football, who are now answering to this. In terms of, he made a promise that he wouldn't leave and that these next couple of years coming up were going to be great. That's a quote from a young man in the program.
Wow.
I mean, that's a problem.
That
for
is
me.
A problem.
That's a problem.
That's right.
It would be a problem for me if I was at Michigan State bringing this guy in. It's a problem for me if I'm at Colorado and this guy has left this way. It's a problem for me if the message that we try to teach young people is responsibility, accountability, be good to your teammates, be a good teammate, be selfless, always do things that are best for the program. When this guy basically, and I use the term not lightly, tucked and run. Basically, what he did.
Well, he banked and runned. That's kind of what he did.
It's very tucked and run.
Oh,
see what I did there, Paul?
I got it. That went right over my head. Seriously, it went.
No, stop.
Okay, I'm
it
sorry.
It did not do that.
No,
it did
I
not
apologize.
Do that. No,
well,
it didn't.
Well, this is one of those things that you do. It makes you shake your head. It's very similar to this. Let me put it this way. You know, KNSS is just two studios down. You know, that's a great organization over there. We're at KFH, and, And KNSN is a great radio station. You know, I have an offer on the table from them. I've told them no.
Yeah, I knew you were going there.
I get that.
I get that.
Yeah.
And that is the price of doing business, and part of the dirtiness of college sports. And it's an unattractive part of college sports. I get it. We're in America. And yes, you can go down to the next radio station and make two times as much money. But you know what? You're not in charge of 130 kids in your football program.
And with a budget of how many million? What's the budget?
Right.
What's the budget at
Michigan State? I don't know.
Probably $15 million, I guess.
Probably.
$15-18 million?
And that might be on the low side.
It might be on the low side.
So that's my point. It's different when you are an individual looking to improve themselves for your family. I totally get it. And the people that use that argument for Mel Tucker, I get it. I totally understand it. Who wouldn't take that kind of bump in pay? But would you take it when you've looked young people in the eyes, people that you're in charge of, that you're mentoring, that are there because of you and their belief in you?
Well,
and you've already told them, I'm not going anywhere. Quote, I'm not going anywhere. It's going to be a great couple of years. I promise you.
Normally, I try to be better than what I'm about to say. And that is that unless there's something he knows that we don't know, perhaps there's something that he has figured out. Because let's remember, he's taken, what, a 10-1 record with him to Michigan State? Or was it 9-2? No, wait, 8-3?
No, they were 5-7.
There you go. That's my point.
They were 5-7,
This is
correct.
A team that did not have a winning season. Thank you for that. And he takes this record with him to Michigan State. There's something he knows that we don't know. There's a shortcoming at Colorado that he knows.
Stop.
You're driving me crazy now
with this. For God's sakes.
I'm telling you.
There's got to be some level of integrity. At the end of the day, there has to be some. Look, I don't care. If this is what my problem is, what he said to these recruits and to his players. And once you say that, you're kind of locked in. Don't say it. Don't say it. I don't care. Don't say it. But it is a different situation if someone is going to work, if it's just one person. If I'm part of a company, but I'm not responsible for 130 youngsters, all of whom or most of whom I've recruited, that is what makes it different.
We're involved in emotional sports, Bruce. Of course you're going to. When you say don't say it, that's like asking nearly the impossible because the
That's why people got pissed about the way that Roy Williams left Kansas to go to North Carolina. I don't think it was a question of him going back home, North Carolina, Tobacco Road, Dean Smith, got to come home, rescue the program. People understand that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
What they don't understand is, I'm not going anywhere, blah, 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 and then all of a sudden, boom. You're out the door.
Boy, that is, you are exactly right on that one.
What makes people mad about this.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I understand opportunity. I understand about trying to make the best way that you can for, in your own mind, yourself, your family, your coaching staff. He's getting about, not twice as much, but he's getting 60-70% more. For his assistant coaches, that's a huge draw. Facilities are better, conferences better, all of those things. I totally understand that. But at the end of the day, can you come back and look at those young people's? Can you look at them in the eyes? Can you look at their parents, their grandparents, all the people that are affected by the way that you recruited and the message that you recruited with? Can you look them in the eye?
Good. Good point.
And I don't know about that, Paul. Ryan is up next as he joins us on the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, thanks for having me. Hi, Coach.
How you doing, Ryan?
I'm well, thanks. I kind of agree on Bruce's side, and this is so avoidable. This didn't have to go down like this. In fact, there was a pep rally he was at with donors, supporters, the day before he took the job, still digging his heels in, saying, I'm here for the long run. I mean, it's so easy to say, I'm committed to the program. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, we're not even guaranteed tomorrow. My focus is here, but other things can come up. But my, you know, I mean, if he could have deflected it with one easy
Ryan,
phrase.
Stop where you are right now. Stop where you are right now. Paul, I want you to listen to Ryan. Okay. Now, I want you to. Ryan just said spontaneously, off the cuff, exactly what Mel Tucker could have used for his game plan. Exactly.
Right. Okay.
That's all you got to say.
Yep.
That's all you have to say. You just have, you've got, you don't have to be, it's the finality of it. It's the telling them, I mean, that's the thing that drives you crazy about this. It's not the opportunity that's out there. We all get that. Ryan gets it. You get it. I get it. We all understand that. The problem here, and it's particularly magnified in college sports, where coaches pick up and go for millions and millions of dollars, while, and I'll just say that athletes are much more restricted in their ability to move like coaches do.
Sure.
I'll just leave it like that.
Right.
So Ryan,
I'll just add, you know, there might be some residual that carries over with them as he sits in somebody's living room and has a mom and dad say, well, he promised that a year ago, and so maybe we should go somewhere else and not believe
it.
It loses his credibility.
Oh, that's naive.
You know what? You know something? Ryan, thank you for the call. I don't disagree with that.
I'm not sure.
I don't disagree with that.
People
I think there is a credibility issue, Paul.
This will be forgotten. This will be over.
Yeah.
Nobody will remember this. Because
it's at the end of the day, it's a scholarship to play at Michigan State in the Big Ten.
And that's right. And
right?
By the way, a lot of those kids want to go to. I mean, how many Michigan State recruits do you think they signed that are predispositioned to want to go to? To Michigan, maybe mom and dad went there. Maybe, you know, they followed Michigan State their entire life while going to school in, you know, pick your mission, Flint, Michigan, for instance, or wherever they live. I mean, so I don't know. I don't know that. I think people will look at it and say, instead of, well, he changed his mind, I think they'll say, I think he became of sane mind when he decided to come to Michigan State. Not that he changed his mind, that he is of sane mind for making the change. I think that's how Michigan State people or Michigan State recruits would look at it.
Yes. And I will say this, Paul, on that, I agree with you. I think that there's a maelstrom right now. Most of it is centering around Boulder, Colorado. There will be some national pushback on this, but time will take care of it.
Who gets the job
real quick? Yeah, at the end of the day, he's now the head coach at Michigan State, and you still have people lining up that want to go play in the Big Ten and play at Michigan State.
Right.
You're absolutely right.
Who gets the head job at Colorado? Just real quick, if you don't mind. You probably know.
I think there's a lot of people that are, you know, Darren Cheverini is the interim right now, a CU guy, back to their championship years. But I would keep my eye on Eric Bieniemy. On Eric Bieniemy. I think that there's interest.
Really?
I think that there's interest both ways.
No kid. You know something?
Yes,
I can see that. I can see it. Now that you bring it up, I think I can see it.
I think that there's interest both ways. Doesn't mean it'll happen, but I do think that there's interest both ways.
Makes sense to you?
Yes.
Oh, there's a hesitation.
Kind of. I think Eric Bieniemy needs to hang in there in the NFL and You know, maybe he's tired of interviewing and not getting more than nibbles.
Well, you got a point there,
maybe,
don't you?
Maybe he's just ready to run his own program.
Maybe so.
Now. I mean,
yeah.
I certainly wouldn't blame him. I mean, I think he's proven his worth at Kansas City.
Oh, there's no question.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Still much more, including the unveiling of the latest class of honorees for the Wichita Sports Hall of Fame, something that we're all very proud of and something that Paul works on very, very hard. That and OTD coming up as we continue part of What's on Tap, courtesy of Side Pockets. We're back in a moment. Don't forget, the baby coming up at Hartman Arena on February, what is it, Jad, 20th? On the 20th, we've got two tickets right now for lucky number 5. Caller number 5 to go see the baby. Hartman Arena, February 20th. Two tickets right now for the 5th caller. Let's go. 869-1240. We're back in a minute.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.